Oh, it's not too bad. We got plenty of sleep, and you know, Coach preaches sleep. So, yeah, I thought things looked good today in practice, and we'll gear up for another one tomorrow. Embrace the week here and get ready for Dallas.
Chip said you came in last night after the game. Mm-hmm. What did you try to accomplish coming in early like that?
Just going over last game, just the game, well, the same day of the game, and then just get a good feel for the personnel, go over, you know, the injury report, and yeah, that's mostly what you go with, just getting their personnel down.
How much extra time do you plan on spending here over the next 2 days as opposed to a normal week?
I don't know. I mean, hours-wise, I don't know, but, you know, you got to get all your situations down, you know, red zone, third down, backed up, two-minute, short yardage, all that kind of stuff, so there's plenty of stuff to do, and, you know, we'll handle that.
What was today's practice like?
It was good. I thought we got a chance to just get a good look at what Dallas is going to show us, or at least what we're planning on. Go over some personnel stuff in the meetings, and treat it like a normal week. I mean, we just got to get moving.
Do you notice that they don't have a lot of household names on their defensive line, but they seem to be able to get some pressure there?
They sure have been applying pressure, absolutely. And they're just tough up front. They run some good games, some good stunts. They rush the passer well. They make it tough on the quarterback. And so that's going to be an awesome challenge for our O-linemen. They're excited about it.
A phrase we hear Chip say is don't make the same mistake twice. As you've watched your film, are the mistakes you make independent of the other ones, or do you find?
Yeah, it seems that way. I mean, there's a couple that I should have just eliminated, period. But am I ever going to throw physically a bad ball again? Yeah, I'm sure at some point that'll happen. So that's just kind of the way it goes. You try and eliminate those and practice enough to eliminate those, but you know they happen, and then you know, we just got to get back on the right page.
I'm sorry. His point to us was that defenses aren't fooling you with the same things twice. That you
no
gotta process things quickly.
So. Yeah, I mean you gotta move on, diagnose it, and then if you see that look again, and that tends to happen, you know, if they get you with a specific coverage or blitz, you'll see it again until you can stop it. You know, and a good example for rookie quarterbacks is just all out pressure. You know, and their first year, they've seen it in college, but it's kind of easy to see with the hashes being wider and stuff. And they do such a good job disguising, especially in your rookie year. You're just trying to get your offense set up, you know, and bam, they hit you with a cover zero. And you're like, oh, whoa, where did that come from? Well, you're going to see it again in that same situation or a similar situation. So you got to get ready for it. Now, with us, that could be zone read stuff. It could be any of our passing concepts and stuff. So I think we're doing a good job of, one, handle the mistake, at least try and make some sort of a play. Don't try and make something out of nothing, but just get out of it clean, and then the next thing is move on and understand when it's coming again.
Chip, Mark, mentioned the fact that, you know, you're still pretty new in the system and only 3.5 games regular season under your belt. Mm-hmm. So what are the areas of the learning curve that you're still working through when it comes to the system?
You know, you're just going to get more and more comfortable the more reps you have. So that's everything, run game, pass concepts, all that. You know, it's all getting better and better as we move on, and it feels more and more comfortable. The calls just come in cleaner, and it makes it more fun because you feel better with it.
Mark, you don't play directly against Tony Romo, but you probably saw the game last night and how they came back and won and everything. What kind of a challenge is that when you're going up against a quarterback and a team like that, you know, that can do it, you know, the last series?
Well, I mean, Romo's one of the best in the league. I mean, he's been that for years now. And we know what kind of firepower he has, and they're never out of it. With a guy like that, a quarterback, you're never out of it. So that's just knowing that. But like you said, he's not directly playing defense against me, and I'm not playing against him. So, you know, I'm more concerned with McClain and Church and all those guys they got back there. It's a tough group, so those are the guys I'll worry about.
Schematically, do they play? Are they more of a zone team than man? Or I'm sure
they mix it. Yeah, they mix it up pretty good. So we got to be ready for everything.
You say it's 50-50, or are they lean?
They mix it up pretty good. We got to be ready for everything.
How's your body feel Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday? Can you kind of take us through the stages of the recovery from a physical standpoint after a game?
I mean, sure. The next day you're a little sore and stuff like that, but they do such a good job with all the recovery stuff that, you know, you're feeling pretty good by what will be tomorrow. So that's huge. I mean, as the week goes on, you just want to, you know, get your, really your body going again, get your feel back, get your feet under you, and then, you know, peak at the right time.
So it wasn't a case where last night you, just because it's a short week, laid in a bathtub full of ice just to get the swelling out?
I mean, we kind of do that stuff anyway, whether it's a short week or not. Right after the game, you just got to start taking care of yourself, and the faster you can recover, the better you could potentially be the next week. So it's not a shoo-in. You know, we still have to do all our mental prep and stuff, but having the physical part down and the way they do it, just they got it down to a science here, literally. So that's it makes it good for the players.
Do you think that could be an advantage to you guys with the short week? I mean, since you guys already put such a big emphasis on taking care of your body.
I mean, it can't hurt, that's for sure. I don't know if it gives you a distinct advantage, but it 100% it can't hurt.
How much are you looking forward to playing this rivalry game?
It's really exciting. It's huge. I mean, you hear fans talk about it all the time and people you meet on the street. And I mean, back in June, they're just like, hey, man, you know, we got to get Dallas. It's like, what? We haven't even played a game yet. Like, I just signed here. What are you talking about? So, you know, you start to see how important that rivalry is. Similar to when we'd play, you know, when the Jets would play the Pats and the Dolphins and stuff like that. Those divisional games are, you know, people leave those season tickets in their will and stuff. It's important. And so that just makes it more fun. All the pageantry of it makes it fun.
Are you guys the underdogs in this?
Oh, I don't know. What's the spread? I don't know. I didn't look.
No, I just mean like the mentality. I mean, are you going in there trying to beat the team that's right now seen as the best? Or
I don't know about that. I mean, we're going in to play a really good Dallas team. We just got to be the best team on Thursday. So.
Mark, you're somewhat different than most quarterbacks in that you experienced meaningful late-season football from your rookie year and kind of throughout. Is there a perspective you have now that's different than it was then, having been through what you...
Sure. I mean, just understanding that this is this thing is, you know, you get that analogy of, like, this is a marathon, not a sprint kind of deal. I mean, kind of, but if you really think about it, it's 16 sprints. You know, and you get your rest in between, you get your preparation in between, and then you go run with everything you got. And that kind of culture is the way it is here. And that's kind of what you learn as you go on, that, you know, you might not have won that one sprint, or you might know, okay, why? You know, I wasn't feeling right. I didn't run fast enough. I didn't do this. I didn't do that. Okay, let's move on because we got a couple more sprints coming up, and we got to really go down the stretch. So this is when you want to win. In November, December, those games are big. So, but I mean, just like every week, you never want to be in a hole at this point, you know, winning only a couple games or something. So I thought we put ourselves in a good position to this point, and now we got to take advantage of this week.
Mark, I think you played Dallas once, and I think you won. It was there.
Yeah, we played in New York. It was an opener, I thought, a couple years back.
Having been one of the plays, crowd, noise, all that, and you had never played in Green Bay before, and it was a whole new experience.
Right.
Is it a big help when, you know, you've had success in a place before that you played different?
We played them at home, so, yeah, this will be my first time going to the new stadium. But I think it makes it fun. You know, we love home games. We love playing in front of our crowd. That's always fun and, you know, sort of an advantage and stuff. But road trips are cool. You know, that's always been fun. You know, being with the guys on the plane and the buses and that kind of stuff is the first thing you hear retired players talk about, the time in the locker room, the bus, and the plane. I mean, those are moments you never forget, times that are so fun and exciting. And that's where, you know, good teams that are close, that are like a family, which I think we are, that's where you kind of get your edge, you know, and you developed your road mentality and stuff like that. So this is a meaningful road game NFC opponent, which we've yet to win. So we need to handle that.
All right, guys.
Thanks. Thank you.